Shalom to all. Today's episode of Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Lamed Tes. So we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Rechiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Vilna Tzur Zadaf. It's right at the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Meir Mitzar Bas Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah said that if one uprooted young saplings and sent them to his friend, they're putter from Maaseh because they're not yet a Gemar Mlacha. And Ravin the Gemara had clarified that they're only putter if he replants them, but if he decides to eat them, then they're Chayiv. And this was attributed to Jesus Rabbi Meir that even if something is not yet a Gemar Mlacha, a Kviz could still be created from Maaseh. And Ramana suggested that we can see this clearly in our Mishnah. We had learned that if one purchased produce still attached to the ground, it's patur from Maaser. Mashma, that if it was detached from the ground, even if it wasn't yet Gemar Malacha of his produce, it's Chayiv. And that's Rav Meir who holds that Mekach is Kaveah. However, now the Gemara tells Rav Chiya says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Yehuda, our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, who argues and holds that even sending a gift to a friend is Kaveah. And the question is that if our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, how could we say in the Reisha that a gift is patur from Maaser? And the answer is that there's a difference between if something reached Gemar Malacha or not. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, we're talking about something that's not yet a Gemar Malacha, and therefore when he sends that as a gift, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Chayiv Maaser. Whereas the Sefer Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that is Chayiv Maaser, that's talking about we're already reached Gemar Malacha. And where do we see this? So Tani Ken, we have a brassa like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Af Hashalech L'Chaveiroi Atanin, even if a person sends his friend a gift of olives that are in the vat, so not yet a Gemar Malacha, Ushsalin, or saplings, these young plants that haven't yet fully grown, V'Chavila Tilton, or bundles of fenugreek, Lo Yechal Achei Aser, he's not allowed to eat until he takes off Maaser, because it's normal for people to send their friend gifts, tevel of these things. And so we see over here, Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who we have as well in our Mishnah, that holds that these things do have to have Maaser taken off of them. And again, that's because what we're talking about right now is referring to things that produce in their stage has already reached the market and is already at Gemar Malacha. And therefore, these things that were sent as a gift are considered to have already reached Gemar Malacha, and therefore they need to have Maaser taken off of them. But something that has not yet reached Gemar Malacha and it's not being sold in the market would not have to have Maaser taken off of it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing to analyze what we just mentioned, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shlakish says, Afilu chaver shishil chaver tzarech la'aser. In this brisa, even if it's one chaver sending to another, the receiving chaver has to take off Maaser. So chaverai bayi, the chaverai asks the following question, Nicha Amar is chashud. We understand that if an Amar Aretz is sending this as a gift, he's chashud not to separate Maaser, so the one on the receiving end has to separate it. But chaver chashud? A chaver is chashud not to separate Maaser? How does Rav Shlakish make sense? And Rabbi Yasi answers, V'chi Amar Aretz gabe truma lav kechaver hi? Isn't an Amar Aretz in regards to truma not considered like a chaver? Of course he is. We know that Amaratzim do take off Trum Gedoila, and they're only suspected not to take off Maaser. Nonetheless, the Braisa said that when one person sends to another, all Maasers have to be separated, including Truma. Elikini, rather, this is what the Braisa is saying. No, it was the minig, it was the custom that people would send these things to their friend as complete Tevel, even including Chaverim. And continue explaining the Mishnah, we had said Ha'ikir Lefes V'chulu, that if a person had uprooted Lefes or Tznainis, turnip or radish, and he wants to replant it, he's not allowed to do so until he takes off Maaser. That's because when he's replanting these Lefes or Tznainis, he's going to be Mafkia them from the din of Maaser, and we can't do that. We can't be Mafkia something that's Chayv in Maaser from a sin of Maaser. And that's why before he replants it, he would have to make sure to take off Maaser. And for the clarification of this, V'lav Shanya, Bein LaZera, Bein LaHefker, Bein LaChutzal Aretz, there's no difference whether he's replanting it, that's Zera, or if he's going to bring it to Chutzal Aretz and replant it over there. He would have to separate Maaser before he does any of this. And that's because in all these situations, the next stage that it's going to be at, Hefker or in Chutzal Aretz, it's going to be Potter for Maaser, so he's being Mafkiyah for Maaser by trying to bring it into that stage, and that's why he has to separate Maaser before he does so. However, we ask, over there, we learned in a mission, this is Mesechus Peya, that a person is always allowed to take this grain that he has, for example, and leave it as payer for the aniyim, and it's pater for meiser up until it was mismareach bakri. And v'naisim shum hefker upater v'naisim sad shimareach. He's allowed to make it hefker, and it's pater for meiser until mireach bakri. V'kayat amar hachin. And over here, you're saying this over here in this brisa that v'loy shanya bein lazara bein lahefker bein lachutz laaretz. It's mashma that even though it has not been mismareach bakri and has not yet reached gemar malacha, you're still have to take off meiser before you move it on to the next stage. But this mishnah from Pei seems clearly not like that. And so the answer is Taman, who mafker al hakol. Over there, he's being mafker everything. In Meseches Peya, he's taking the wheat that he has, and he's being mafker the entire thing. And since it hasn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, there's no problem. Let him be mafker the whole thing without having to take on Maaser. Bram Hach, however, over here, who mafker al gidulin. We're talking about where he's only being mafker the gidulin, whatever's going to be growing. And he's not being mafker the original thing that he wants to plant now. And in essence, that means now that he's planting it, the new growth is going to be mavato the old one, making a potter from Maaser, and that's called being mafker midei Maaser. Therefore, he has to Maaser before planting it. Lama Tassam Beis on top, a riot to this is about Tanina Chutzal Aretz. We learned as well in this very same Braisa, Chutzal Aretz. Shanya hi Chutzal Aretz, Bein Le'ikr, Bein Le'gdulin. Is there a difference between Chutzal Aretz, between the Ikr, the original, and the Gdulin, the new growth? Kaila Shanya Bain Iker Bain Gedulin. So to over here, there's no difference between the Iker and the Gedulin. In other words, a riot to this Pshat is from Chutz La'aretz. Just like if he takes something from Eretz Yisrael and plants it in Chutz La'aretz, the original is Chayv in Meiser because it's from Eretz Yisrael, and planting it will cause a new growth to Mivatal the original. So we see the same Svar applies to both these things, that it's only the new thing which he's trying to Pater, which will be Mivatal or Pater, the original, and therefore he has to separate Meiser from the original before he does this. Now, further clarification, Al Dati Rav Shimon Lakish Du Amar Tevel Batal Barayv Nicha. According to Rav Shlakish, who holds that Tevel is Batal Barayv, this makes sense. If we take something that's Tevel, that's really Chayv in Meiser, and he plants it, and the new growth is the Rav, is the majority, so that's going to be Mivatal, the original growth, which was really Chayv in Meiser. So it makes sense to say that before he plants it, he would have to take off Meiser, because by planting it, he's being Mafkiyat for Meiser. But Al Dati Rav Yechanan Du Amar Eina Tevel Batal Barayv, Yamtan Anshiyaitel Vyasa Lefi Kulai. According to Rav Yechanan, who holds that Tevel doesn't become Batal Barayv, so why are we saying that before he plants it, he has to make sure to take off Meiser? It's not going to become Batal anyway, so just wait till everything grows and take Meiser off after it grows. Why does he have to take Meiser off beforehand? And the answer is, our neighbor, we could say that Ma Plig Rav Yechanan Shimon Lakish, what's Ma Chalikas Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish, but Tevel Shenitbal Dvar Taira. That's when we're talking about something that's Chayv in Meiser Midda Iraisa. And over there, Rav Yechanan holds that the Tevel, which is Chayv in Meiser Midda Iraisa, is not going to be Batal. Tevel Shenitbal Midiv Rehen, but something that's Tevel only Midir Rabbanon, Kol Amidai Shat Tevel Batal Barayv, everyone, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that the Tevel is Batal Barayv, and therefore he would have to make sure to take off Meiser beforehand, because again, once he plants it, it's going to be Batal, and he's going to be Mafkiyat for Meiser that way. And over here we're talking about something that's only Chayv in Meiser Midir Rabbanon, and so we have an agreement between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Nothing more, just continues talking about this for a moment. Memamad Alpha on top, Hasar Rababar Kain Kum Rabbi Yasi, Rababar Kain Asafar Rabbi Yasi, Vatanin. We have a mission that says, Kayatsi by similarly, Zayse Masak Shinus Arvum Zayse Nikov, these two different types of olives that got mixed together, Inve Batsarim Inve Ayalais, and these two grapes that got mixed together with each other. And what are these? So the first mention refers to olives or grapes that were harvested like regular, which are Chayv in Meiser, and the next mention refers to olives or grapes that were left for Aniyim and are Pater for Meiser. And if they got mixed together, the mission is saying that they're still Chayv in Meiser, and Veloy Tevel Shinitol Midvrayim Hu, isn't this referring to something that's only Tevel Midrabanon? Why is that? Because we know, at least according to some Rishonim, that the only things that are Chayv in Meiser Midda Iraisa are oil and wine, not olives and grapes. And since over here we're talking about olives and grapes, they're only Chayv in Meiser Midda Rabbanon, and still we see that there's no Bittul Barayv, clearly not like what we just said before. However, Rav Mani answers, Kiyamte, the way we could explain this Mishnah is B'shemen Zeisei Masik Shenis Arvim Shemen Zeisei Nikof, and we're not talking about olives or grapes, we're talking about olive oil that was made from two different types of olives, or wine that was made from two different types of grapes, and over there we're talking about Meiser Midda Iraisa, and there's no Bittul. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.